Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, if you're married, you know what I mean when I say getting married involves major change. First off, your relationship to your parents changes. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 19:5, where he said, "A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife." Citing that verse, one of our listeners asks us, what does it mean for a man to leave his father and mother? Does it involve only the physical departure, or is authority involved as well? John, what do you say?
Well, of course it involves a change in authority. Absolutely. That's the whole point. You know, if you were living in biblical times, even in Old Testament or New Testament times, when you got married, you probably didn't actually physically go very far away, because typically in ancient times, families built additions onto the father's house, added rooms to the father's house so that they would simply enlarge the house to encompass the growing family. So it really doesn't convey the idea so much of physical departure as it conveys the ideas, twin ideas, of a shift in authority and a shift in responsibility. Now the husband has both authority and responsibility. The father who gives up the daughter yields up his own authority and his own responsibility. The son moves out from under his father's authority and his father's responsibility to care for him, and he becomes the one in a position of authority and responsibility. Obviously, it's a tender authority. It's a gentle authority. It's an authority that endeavors to lead his partner to the things of Christ.
Thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of Matthew, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.